Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. The Lord has been speaking a phrase to me, keep yourself in the love of God. Today I ask all of our staff to listen as I shared what I had on my heart. It will be here today and the rest of this week. I want you to hear it and I want you to have it.
We had in 5 years four children and they said, people would say, are you Catholic? And Kent would say, no, we're passionate Baptists. And we always loved each other in every way. But, you know, there'd be these tiffs along. And then after, and me counting up all these things he did wrong.
Or didn't do.
Sins of omission, mainly. Yeah, mainly, no kidding. Except for the time he didn't pick me up at work one day. I'm surprised I even remember this because I'm walking in such perfect love. But we lived in Inola, Oklahoma, which is about 20 miles from Tulsa. And I worked at Anaconda Wire and Cable Company in Tulsa, and they asked me to come in and work on Saturday. And we only had one car. So Kent wasn't working that day, so he stayed home. And then he took me to work in the morning, and then he's supposed to come pick me up at noon when I get off, or 1 o'clock. So I go downstairs and stand on the street corner of downtown Tulsa. I worked in the Phil Tower building. I stand there 10 minutes, well, where he is? 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. There's no such thing as cell phones in those days. I call the house. There's no one at the house. Where is Kent? Is he dead on the side of the road? What? I don't know. But evidently he took the kids with him wherever. So he comes up there he's supposed to be there about 1. He gets there about 6. Now this is before I learned about walking in love. Haven't even been baptized in the Holy Ghost yet. Whoa-wee. That wasn't very pleasant. I said, where have you been? And Kent was a really good athlete, really top notch. And in Inola, Oklahoma was a little one horse town. And our church, Baptist Church, had a baseball team. And they loved playing the Tulsa teams who all had great uniforms. And our country boys just had jeans and white t-shirts. And they wouldn't have had a uniform if you'd bought them for them. Because he loved going over and whipping those Tulsa teams. Well, they called him that morning, and they said they're going to do a makeup game. They just came by the house, said, we got rained out, we need to do a makeup game. So they came and got him, and he went to the makeup game. And evidently, it went on, and it went on, and went on. I don't know how all. Anyway. So that day, when I got seeing all my sins, I saw that I had kept good books. Kent did not pick me up. And you know what I told him? I said, last year, you were supposed to pick me up at a certain time. You weren't here. So I had really good bookkeeping every one of the times that he missed it. Bless the Lord. But praise God for the 3x5 cards. Now, why do they work? Because they're 3x5 cards? No. Look at number 5 on here. Well, let's look at John 14:15 under number 4. If you love me, keep my commandments. So if you love Jesus, you're going to be walking in love. John 14:21, he that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. Put you in line for manifestation of Jesus in your life. But now here's number 5. Here's why the 3x5 cards work. Faith works by love, period. I told Chip one time when he was in a lawsuit, and he tells that story a lot of times, you are not the one person excused from walking in love. You are not the one person that God says, okay, it's going to be all right for Chip not to walk in love and he can still win the case. No! He walked in love and he won the case. Bless the Lord. It was an unjust case. And righteousness rejoices when justice prevails. Faith works by love, and love works by the laws of faith. Here's how faith comes to you. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. It doesn't come by praying for it. You can't pray for faith and get it. It comes by hearing the word of God. Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You have to hear it. You hear it. You hear the word. You hear the word. Faith is in two places. It's in your heart, your spirit, like love, it's in your spirit, and it's in your mouth. Faith to operate love is built up in your heart by hearing the word of God on love. And then you release it through your mouth. Here's the law. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You can shorten it like this. With the heart man believes to anything, and with the mouth he makes confession to it. So with your heart, the love of God is in your heart. It behaves like this. So when you put that on the 3x5 card like I did, then when I hear it every single time, then I'm calling it up out of my heart into my whole being. I say it and it comes up out of my heart, goes through my spirit, my soul, and even my body then will act in love. You have to do this. You cannot get by without it. You cannot just think, I'm going to be nice and I'm going to walk in love. You have to know, here's how love works. Here's how it operates. If I'm not, let's say kind. Love is kind. If somebody had to describe you to someone else, would kind be one of the words they'd use? How about gripey? Grouchy? Short? If that's how you appear to people, then probably you need to put love is kind on a 3x5 card and carry it with you and put it on all the places where you snap at people. It's real handy in the home. Because you're supposed to be kind to your children and your husband and your wife. Now occasionally we slip, but these are cheap, these 2x3x5 cards. Brenda, how many you bought today? 400 for $2. Just think of it, you could walk in love for less than a penny. What a bargain! What a bargain! So, right now, on your 3x5 card that we gave you, you write the scripture. I was going to sit up there, but it was too far away from you. I couldn't get down and just get in your face. You write, nobody's going to see this. We're not making you sign them and hand them in. You write the one that's at the top for you. The number one place where the devil gets you. And you put the answer down there. You put the scripture. And these are scriptures. I didn't put the verse numbers on them just so we'd take them in one by one. But just write the one that's number one for you. See, the Lord talked to me about dawning glory. We got to do it this year. And we can't do it. We can't stand it. It'll kill us if we don't walk in love. Yeah. Because we've got to do something. We have to, this cycle has to stop. This cycle of our being powerless. You shouldn't go in our churches and there be no power. You should go in our churches and they lay hands on you and you get healed right like that. Sure, get your microphone.
This is another angle on it, but we had a woman here Sunday, and she died and went to heaven. She had stage 4 cancer, and everybody had left. And it was like an afterglow meeting, and she had at a church in Tulsa, which Pat was there when this happened. This happened in 2004 when she went out, and the Lord Jesus. She had cards of her healing. She had them everywhere. And she was walking in faith, but she wasn't walking in love. And he told her, he says, your faith is as high as a mountain. But he says, there's no love. And he said that her love for him, that he, so you see, that love is his love. And that's his love that's working out of mom. And then he said, your love for me. For Jesus. And so when she got that, she went back into her body, she was totally healed. But he showed her and he taught her about loving him with that love.
Right, and that's what he says right here in this verse. He that has my commandments, what is it? Love. And keeps them, he it is that loves me. If you love your brothers, with this kind of a love, you love him. And he shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. If you keep my commandment, what is it? Love. You shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So, look at your card. And then know, I'm looking at the one right here that was for me, that when you look at that, and you say that, and you say, that kind of love is in me, and I'm calling it up right now, it'll come up out of you, and it will dominate you. And you'll never lose. You would never be defeated. Wouldn't you like to never be defeated? Hallelujah. I believe we can do this. The Lord said to me at the end of 2013, in 2014, the church must don glory. Glory is the power of God. And to have the power, we've got to have the insulation of love. We can do it.
Shalom. What we gave today, what I shared with you today, is a part of something the Lord laid on my heart with the phrase, keep yourself in the love of God. I called all my staff together, every place where they are. We gave it on the Wednesday broadcast. You actually can get it on the archives. Watch the archives, June 18, 2014. But we're going to put it into CD and DVD for you who don't maybe do internet. And just ask for Keep Yourself in the Love of God. Call us at 1-800-972-3447. It's $5. Shalom.